Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of our day. It's my pleasure to be part of yours. And actually, it's more like a dream come true for me, and I hope it is for you. And those of you who've been listening for a while, I know that's how you feel. Those of you who just tuned in, well, you got that to look forward to. I hope you'll check out my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com when you get time. I think you'll like it. I think it'll help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the reasons I think that's the case is because of all the really cool, really smart people who join us on the show every day, our Brain Trust members. And no one fits that bill more than our good friend Lois Geller, who's with us right now. Lois is the president of Mason & Geller Direct Marketing. She's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here, including the revised and expanded edition of the very successful book, Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, and the one that's really kind of my favorite, but I don't tell anybody, and that's the one that she wrote called Customers for Keeps. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Lois. You're welcome anytime on this show. You could just drop in on us anytime. You'd always be welcome.
Okay.
Lois, let's talk about, you and I have talked quite a bit about direct marketing, but I don't think we've talked that much about online direct marketing. What is that all about?
Well, we're starting, online direct marketing is really an extension of everybody's direct marketing campaigns, email marketing, your website, everything that you interact with your customer with. Is basically direct marketing. But this week we're excited because we're launching an online audio boot camp. And these kinds of things are called webinars. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that a lot of your own small business owners could really test this webinar. We're just doing our first one this week, and so I've just gone through the growing pains myself of doing it. And I'm a small business owner too, so I know what it entails. And I think for a lot of companies that have something that requires instruction or, like you were talking about, real estate, people in real estate, a lot of different kinds of accountants, many different kinds of professionals, even retailers could try this online audio seminar. And it can be a half an hour, it can be 20 minutes. You can offer it up as free to your own customers and prospects, or you can offer it out to the world if you want. And I think it's really exciting. I'm so excited about this. Our first one is learn how to use the Adam Sandler rule to lift response. And we're teaching a direct marketing seminar about how to have personality in your direct mail. And basically,
all right, tell us what the Adam Sandler rule is.
Well, the Adam Sandler rule is basically you don't have to be the best, you don't have to be the biggest, you don't have to be
the handsomest.
The handsomest. But if you're likable, people will buy from you. And just like they buy the Adam Sandler movies that are, you know, maybe not the best dramatic presentations. But I think there's a likability in direct mail and in all the direct marketing techniques that we use that are really, really important. So we talk about that likability and having that personality.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this to our attention and reminding us about this. The exciting thing about webinars is that it's good for two different elements, two different ways of thinking about your business. One is as you're doing for yourself, and that is to actually use it as a marketing tool for your company.
Right.
But the other thing for your, which I also hope that, that those people listening today, our audience listening today, will think about it for their own benefit, and we'll talk about how that works in a minute. But the other thing is you know, I when I speak across the country, Lois, people come up to me all the time and they say, you know, where can we get training? Where can we get the kind of stuff that you're talking about that we that you think we need without having to leave our offices? How do we, you know, I can't afford to send my salespeople to, you know, to a city 200 miles away and pay $500 a piece plus expenses and have them be gone for 2 days. I can't afford that. And so what you're talking about, the technology is available now, and there are people like yourself who are making these programs available so you can get the training without ever leaving home.
And that's the best part of it, because many times large companies like American Express have us in 4 times a year, and they have like 150 people in the room, mm-hmm. and we train them all at the same time, and these people fly in from all over the world.
But they can afford that.
They can afford that. Now you could tune into one of our webinars, and you have the CD.
Go ahead.
That's the music.
Go ahead.
And you have the CD afterwards that you can use for training for all your new people that are coming to work for you. The new employees.
That's right. Stand by, Lois. We're going to take a quick break. And Lindsay Buckingham trips me up sometimes, too. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. Lois is one of the most beautiful people inside and out that I know, head to toe, front to back, side to side. She's the best. One of the smartest people I know, too. She's the president of Mason & Geller. She's an outstanding author and writer, and she's really not so much a human being as she is a force. And Lois, it's good to have you as part of our Brain Trust, and especially to have you as my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
We're talking about this new webinar that you're going to be doing next week. It's next Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
On the 15th. Uh-huh. And this is why and how the Adam Sandler rule boosts response, right?
Right.
That's the title. And how they sign up for it?
Well, they go to our website, masongeller.com.
Right.
And there's a phone number, an 800 number there, or they can call directly to our office and sign up. We haven't gotten our registration down pat online yet, but they call up and they give their credit card, and then we send them a unique number, a registration number. And then
Their own number that allows them to get in.
It allows them to get in. The 2 days before, we tell them exactly how the registration, how to call in the number,
right.
Get the number, and then they're in. And then we have an hour seminar, and we have questions and answers afterwards, any particular questions that they have. And it's queued. We have a moderator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to be the feature. You're going to be directing this, but you're also going to have a moderator there.
There'll be a moderator.
So there'll be two voices that they'll hear. And so tell us how the technology works.
I have no idea. Well, we hired a technology company that handles the registrations and handles all of the email deployments that go out for it. And
but there'll be a PowerPoint presentation up on the screen.
Right, and then I'm speaking live.
Right. You'll be speaking live, but now they'll hear you. They'll dial into a phone call, and so you'll actually hear you speaking over the phone, right?
Right, they hear me speaking over the phone,
but they're looking at their screen on their browser, which has the PowerPoint up on the website that you're going to give them.
Right, because then they can see the case studies
exactly
going right on their own computer,
folks,
and they don't have to leave their office.
Many of you have done this, some of you haven't, but I have not only taken these, I've not only participated, I've conducted these, and it's a really great way. It's an outstanding way. It's a 21st century way to get the information out to the people who need it without them having to leave their home, leave their businesses, and all they got to do is commit an hour and a half, depending on, you know, and these can be done. These can be shorter, can't they?
Yes, they can. Sometimes you do product demonstrations, and they're half an hour ones.
Right.
I participated in a half-hour one recently, and it was great.
Yeah. Now, your particular one, by the way, I've got a phone number here for you folks. I say I do. Wait a minute. I've got a regular number, but not a toll-free. Is there a toll-free number available?
There's a toll-free number, but I don't. It's the toll-free number is
800-331-7114. 800-331-7114. Okay, and they call that number and tell them that you want to be part of the Mason Geller webinar, right?
Right, the audio boot camp.
The audio boot camp. There, thank you for straightening me out on that. The audio boot camp with Lois Geller, and tell them that you absolutely want to make sure you get the one with Lois Geller. Okay, now what are you going to be talking to them about? What are some of the topics you're going to be talking to them
about?
Well,
this first one is going to be about learn how to use the Adam Sandler rule to lift your response rates in direct mail.
Right. Which is this going to teach people how to be nicer?
No.
To be more likable?
Well, it's going to teach them to be more likable in their direct mail campaigns. We get so many direct mail campaigns that sound so stiff and deadly.
Right.
So we're going to show them how to put some personality in their direct mail and to give it a bit of an oomph and have people like them right off the bat. And
mm-hmm.
then how to be consistent, ongoing with that personality.
Well, what would that look like? What would we do for someone to get them for their marketing message to be more likable?
Well, for instance, it really depends. We have a lot of different cases on there. We have one for a dry cleaner, for instance,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, where you get this thing for dry cleaner, 20% off the first time you come in, blah, blah, blah. Well, we had a little fun. My creative department put together a group of postcard mailings where it has one with a dry cleaner holding a suit and saying, a man's suit, and saying, well, this is your suit, Miss Geller, you know, kind of thing. So just having a little fun with their target audience, you know, and also
people like, you know, to see personality from their business, people they do business with, don't they?
Absolutely. We all do. And the one that stands out really is the one we end up doing business with.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be the biggest or the best or the, you know, even my accountant, every year he sends me a lovely birthday card with little scratch-off lottery tickets in it. Now, that's not a big deal, but he always remembers my birthday.
Well, that's a little personality.
Yes. And we're going to talk about that in the seminar, too. The extra things you can do for your clients and customers that really make a difference and make you stand out.
Well, the thing about small businesses, Lois, as you know very well, more than as much as anybody I know, that we don't have big budgets for marketing. But there are some things that we can do that are what I call low-hanging fruit that, you know, could be as simple as just smiling. It could be as simple as just saying thank you. It could be, you know, and that's all part of the marketing program, but it needs to extend to all the things that you do when you touch a customer, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We're working on a catalog now in the agency where this man sells the plastic stuff that you make your dental retainers with, all the kinds of different dental supply things. And, you know, he said the thing has just not been doing that well. And the response was dropping off. And he said, can you add some personality to this? And we've been working on it for
When we come back, I'm going to get you to give us some ideas about how you make dental plastic have personality. Folks, if she can do that for this guy, she can do it for anybody. Here's that phone number again, by the way, 800-331-7114. It's next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time in the afternoon. 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and please subscribe to my free newsletter. It is free. Comes by email on Sunday, and you can subscribe also to our blog, which is also free, and it's not like any other blog you've ever seen. It's a multimedia blog, and I'm sure that you're not surprised to know that whatever we do around here is not like anybody else's. We don't do that. We always have to be just a little bit different. Lois Geller is pretty special, though. She's not just different. She's pretty special. And the author of Response, which is the complete guide to profitable direct marketing, which is the Bible on direct marketing, basically, in her books. That one and Customers for Keeps and the others are available wherever books are sold. Also, your website, too, right, Lois?
Absolutely.
At masongeller.com. M-A-S-O-N-G-E-L-L-E-R. www.smallbusinessupperhero.com. Now, this webinar is next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Here's the phone number again, folks, 800-331-7114. I'm pushing this thing, folks. I'm promoting this for Lois for two reasons. Number one, I want you to go there because anything you do with Lois Geller, you won't be sorry for. But also, you're going to get to see two things. You're going to get to benefit from the message that she's got for your own business. But it'll also show you, Lois, and I think this may be worth whatever they pay for this. It'll show them how they can do these themselves for their own customers, won't it?
That's the best part. It gives them a chance to really, gives your people a chance to figure out new ways to get their personality out to their clients and their friends. And there, it's really all of your individuality that does it. And it's no great rocket science, and it's no great advertising event. It's just what's unique about what we do, and how can we get it across there with some fun and personality or whatever. You know, we're working on this dental thing that I keep thinking about.
Yeah, how are you
going
to make dental plastic exciting? Help me with that.
Well, you would think dental plastics would be, you know, kind of not so interesting. You would think. And this guy called us, and he's from New Orleans, a wonderful person, and he really got hit really bad, and so we took the catalog, and it was just full of different typefaces, and we made it kind of an interesting one typeface, and then we invented a little teeth man, you know, because he had no graphics.
You mean he's got a mascot now?
Well, he's got like a little character that one of my creative directors came up with, and it's all practically teeth with feet on it, you know, and it's just great.
I used to have an uncle like that.
They call him Smiley.
That's right. That's exactly what they call him.
But it's that kind of personality, and then also the letter from the owner of the company in the beginning, where he really talks about now about how he got into the business and how all the innovations he's had in the business have been from dentists and orthodontists that have called in and said, we need something like this, we need something that can mold the product like this, and so all of his brilliant ideas have come from his own client base, and so the inside letter talks about all those things. So we're hoping it's going to really move the needle for him and build response for his company.
Well, I'm trying to think of a way that he could use a webinar for his own business. What if there was a new way of receiving his product or using his product or whatever that he's got customers, and this
is
so
smart. You're so smart. Oh. Demonstration is the best way on a webinar.
Yeah.
In fact, we have little clips that we're using in our webinar where we demonstrate things. My friend over at the National Cleaners Association shows how to get out. She's got a webinar called Out, Out, Damn Spot. And she shows how to get tomato sauce out of a silk blouse. And she has a film clip on her webinar that actually demonstrates how the dry cleaner can do that.
Would it also help me get McDonald's special sauce out of my shirt?
No.
won't do that, huh?
Throw it away.
I got you. Well, you know, and the thing is it doesn't have to be, these webinars don't have to be about marketing. That's what you were saying. A demonstration, it could be boring as everything, but if you could do it while people are on the computer, nobody has to leave. You could save money. You don't have to travel all over the country to show people an update on a new product or new features or whatever. It's a great way to do business. And if you go to Lois's next week on Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, you can not only get a great marketing message, you'll also see how she does this, and you can do it yourself. Give that phone number again, Lois. Let's see. I've got it here.
It's 1-800.
Go ahead.
331-7114.
And the website is masongeller.com. You can find out more about it there. Lois, thank you for being here. Good job.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. And good luck with your webinar. I know they're signing up for it already. So, folks, there is a limited availability, so you might want to hurry up on that. Thanks, Lois. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank Lois, you. Bye now.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners just like Lois Geller. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.